Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. And of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Speaking of smart speakers, joining us now is our Kansas House Majority Leader, Dan Hawkins. And I'm sure, as most of you are fully aware, the Kansas legislature worked for 24 hours straight on Thursday to wrap up the 2020 session. In the end, they passed a number of key pieces of legislation. The most important of these was House Bill 2054, a bill ensuring the governor does not have unlimited power for the remainder of the year. Dan, thank you for joining us. I've been through a few of these marathon sessions, buddy. Are you fully recovered yet, my friend? Have you got caught up on your sleep a little bit?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, John. It was a long day Thursday and clear into Friday. We actually started the session at about 7:30 in the morning when we opened the roll for people to punch in that they were present, and started at 8, and we finished it right at 8 o'clock Friday morning. So it was the longest day since I've ever been there. I'd never been in the state house 24 hours straight before. Let alone working for 24 hours straight there. So, it was a big day. Kind of took Friday evening and part of Saturday to get over that. It was a pretty grueling time for us.
I bet. I watched the governor's press conference on Friday. To say she was not very happy with the end product would be an understatement, though.
Yeah, she had lots of things to say. I thought, you know, for a person that has consistently went on her press conferences day in and day out and told the Kansas public how she's not political, and then she just literally laid waste to the legislature and all the work we did, I thought that was actually probably about as political of a hatchet job as I've ever seen, and actually, I think, beneath the governor. I guarantee you, I haven't seen a governor since I've been there do that. So I guess her idea of being political and what I would say is political is two different things.
Well, and she disregards the fact that it passed overwhelmingly in both the House and Senate. The House vote was 76-34. The Senate, right. 27-11, she seems to have conveniently forgotten that.
Those were big vote totals. You know, John, it was really kind of amazing because it started off slow, and you know how things go. When you go back, it does start off slow, and it really wasn't until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon that things really started heating up. But it takes so long to get things done because every time we do a conference committee, those reports take an exorbitant amount of time for the reviser staff to get them done. It's a lot of work. And that 2054, House Bill 2054, which really contained the bulk of the emergency management work that we did, was a big, very big conference committee report, and took them probably close to 5 hours just to get it typed up and ready for us to go to work on it after the committees were done. Of course, the Senate didn't actually start on it until I don't know, somewhere around 5 o'clock in the morning, and they finished in about an hour and a half. Came to us somewhere around 6:30, 6:40, and then we finished that right at 8 o'clock. We finished it about 10 to 8 was when we had the vote. So it's just a massive undertaking. People don't realize how much work goes into doing something like that. And then to have the governor really marginalize our work. And quite frankly, what we did, you know, she wants to say that we've destroyed the Emergency Management Act, and that's actually not true. What we've done is actually make it more workable. Part of what we did was to, number one, enshrine in statutes the good executive orders that she did, because she did some really fine executive orders, the executive orders on healthcare licensing, allowing more practitioners to come in and actually go to work, telemedicine,
expired driver's licenses, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. People, if we wouldn't have done some of those things in the executive or the disaster declaration ended on Tuesday, there would be a lot of people hurting out there. So we enshrined those in the statutes. But another big thing we did was there's $1.25 billion coming into the state from the federal government. And, of course, Governor Kelly really wanted to make the decision on how that was going to be spent by herself, which is really not the democratic process. And we have actually put it where it should be. The agencies make a recommendation. The appropriation, the joint appropriation or budget committees, examine those recommendations, then they make their final recommendation to the Legislative Coordinating Council, and then the Legislative Coordinating Council authorizes the expenditures. And so truly, you're going to have a cross-section of elected officials that people across the state have elected to represent them in determining how that money is spent and making sure it's spent appropriately and not wasted.
Well, we have to keep in mind.
That was a big thing.
We have to keep in mind, Laura Kelly did not win with the plurality of the vote. She did not get 50% of the vote. So I think you did the right thing by making sure that more voices are heard here. And on top of that, this week the Attorney General opined that the governor didn't have the legal authority to issue that second state of disaster emergency on the same topic anyway. So you had to do this. I think the actions that you took were right. She doesn't like it. Well, of course she doesn't like it because she's an authoritarian and she's been enjoying her power. Let me ask you this, though, and one thing I did also like about it, you replaced the criminal enforcement provision on executive orders, so she can't lock people up or threaten to jail Barbers and McPherson for opening their doors. Where does it go from here? I mean, I know she's got a couple of options. Well, she's got a few days that she can veto. Where do you think it goes from here?
You know, John, it's going to be interesting to see what she does. A person that really thought through exactly what happened, this is a workable solution that allows everybody to be able to feel good that their representatives are having a say in what's going on. So truly the best thing she could do would be to sign that piece of legislation and get it going on Monday. Will she do that? You know, as well as I do that. I think in a lot of ways she got used to power. She loves the power and she doesn't want to give it up. And therefore she could veto it. I would hope she doesn't veto it. Of course she could just let it sit there for 10 days and it automatically become law. I don't think that'll be the case. I think she either signs it or vetoes it. But if she vetoes it on the 26th, Tuesday, the 26th, the emergency declaration ends, which means all executive orders end, which means if you haven't got your driver's license renewed yet because the driver's license office has been closed for 9 weeks now, or you haven't paid your taxes and that executive order goes away, so now you're going to have penalties and interest, she's truly going to hurt many, many Kansans by not signing that 2054 bill. So I think it's really important for her to do that. If she doesn't, I can already guarantee you she's going to go out there and she's going to lay waste to the legislature and tell them how bad they did And right. some people will listen to it, and some people will believe it. I hope the majority of Kansans understand that we worked for 24 hours straight to make this happen and to put to enshrine the good stuff, get rid of the bad stuff, and also allow local counties and the county commissions to be able to have some say instead of a health officer that's not elected. So there's a lot of great things that are in here, and it would be very important for her to sign that. I just hope that there's enough people out there that understand exactly what we did in making sure that the people of Kansas are taken care of. If the governor decides not to sign it, then that needs to be laid at her feet and let her suffer the consequences of her actions.
No, I think you're absolutely right. She owns this whether she wants to or not, and I think that's how it has to lay out. I hope that is the way people will view this. Whether or not, certainly I think Republicans are going to, we know the Democrats are probably going to give her a pass on this. Hopefully that when folks come around, they'll realize what this is and where it comes from. And you know, she will bear the responsibility for this in the end. Dan, I want to thank you for coming on this evening, for giving us the update. I know you've been tired. You know, one of the things I pointed out to someone I was talking the other day, legislators don't get paid much in Kansas anyway. But in the end, that 24-hour day, I think it was you who told me, you guys did the math, and you were making about $3.69 an hour or something like that. So I really appreciate the effort that you guys put in, and just the amount of work that you do is much appreciated, brother. Folks want to follow you. You've got a phenomenal website. It's danhawkinskansas.com. They can get your newsletter there, correct?
That's correct. Just go to the newsletter button, click on it, and you can subscribe to the newsletter. You can also go to Majority Leader Dan Hawkins on Facebook, and you'll see a lot of stuff that we put out on there, along with a subscribe button or a subscribe post, which is the first pinned post on the Facebook site. Either way, you can subscribe to the newsletter. We try to put out lots of good information so people get the true story of what's going on versus what our fake media puts out day in and day out.
I fully agree with you. Dan, you've been a phenomenal House Majority Leader. I know you're up for re-election. A tremendous improvement over your predecessor in that role. Folks need to support you. They need to get behind you. DanHawkinsKansas.com. Thank you again, brother. Carry on the fight. We appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks, John.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Ben Sauceda. He's a candidate for Sedgwick County Treasurer. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.